HarperCollins presents A Pen Dipped in Poison by J.M. Hall. Read by Julie Hesmond-Halsh.
To Sally, thank you.
Prologue. We're going to be bringing out the bunting this Friday for our St. Barnabas PTA Summer Fair. Stalls, games, delicious hot dogs, not forgetting our mega raffle. Plus your chance to soak Mr. Berryman with wet sponges. Come along from 6 p.m. and help us raise money for school resources. All welcome. July 1. There are many signs that a school summer fair has gone well. A bare tombola littered with discarded tickets, a cake stall with a few scant crispy buns remaining, a teacher wet and shivering after a stint on the soak sir stall. Many signs of things going well. But an empty school office, door wide open, piles of change left unattended, is not one of them. Thelma stood in the doorway, in her hands a Tupperware container, neatly labelled, Change, Bookstall. Looking round the abandoned room, she felt a prickle of unease. Where was everyone? Linda Barley, cheerfully scooping the change into piles of pound coins. That buttoned-up office manager with her pained air of holding things together, just... She scanned around, looking for some clue. Scattered across Linda's workplace was a fan of white envelopes that Thelma knew to be the raffle prizes. Apparently, there had been a bumper crop this year. Tickets to Newby Hall, a free appointment at Curl Up and Die, afternoon tea at the garden centre. One envelope lay apart from the others. Crisp cream paper as opposed to white, a slightly different size from the others. Angling her head, she was able to read snatches of the letter protruding from it. 7 years. Great regret, but no other choice. Impossible to remain as chair. She guessed immediately what this letter referred to and who it was from. There had been little talk of anything else amongst the volunteers at the fair, particularly Izzy, the garrulous lady running the bookstall with her. Some spat had blown up between the Parent-Teacher Association, Friends of St. Barney's, and the school's executive head, Mrs. Kayleigh Britton. Something about how the money raised was to be used. The Friends of St. Barney's had proposed their usual end-of-term ice pops and bouncy castle. The head teacher, however, had decreed the money be spent on new maths resources. "Blood on the walls, I heard," Izzy Trewin had spoken with cheerful relish. "Absolute carnage." Indeed, so bitter and so acrimonious had this spat been that Donna Chivers, the breezy force of nature chair, had apparently been reduced to absolute floods in the middle of the school playground, and the entire PTA had walked out en masse. Hence the 11th-hour drafting in of volunteers such as Izzy, a parent new to the school, and people like Thelma and her friend Liz, retired staff members. "At the end of the day, your head teacher isn't here to make friends," Izzy had pronounced. "I should know. I used to work in a school for my sins back in the dark ages." She gave one of her merry trills of laughter as she thumped a pile of biff and chip books into some semblance of order. "I mean, I've not met Mrs. Britton yet, but she'll have her reasons. The wisdom of management and all that." Thelma had said nothing. To her, it felt like no sort of wisdom whatsoever to alienate the entire PTA the day before the summer fair. But then Mrs. Kayleigh Britton, executive head teacher of St. Barnabas's Lodeston Academy, did have the reputation for being one tough cookie. In the year and a half she had been in place, it was fair to say she had neatly divided opinion in Thirsk. On the one hand, her toughness, cracking down on absences, pupils and staff alike, and her relentless focus on the end of key stage two tests, the results were apparently the highest the school had ever seen, was welcomed by many, particularly those who sought to get their children through the hallowed gates of Ripon Grammar School. But on the other hand, if you were one of those parents who could only afford cheaper term time holidays, or one of those children who struggled with endless tests, or even a staff member in need of medical or dental appointments, in short, anyone not totally comfortable with the Lodeston Academy Trust ethos embodied in Mrs. Britton's designer-clothed form, then she was never going to be your favourite person. "More like a blooming CEO than a head teacher," was the verdict of more than one person. All this was running through Thelma's mind as she scanned the empty office. Could the absence of office staff be connected in some way?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?